Is this thing on? What is the messy hole?
Looks the messy bottom.
Live, we're here. It's all happening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's UCR live for another week.
Was that a little stabbing motion you made there, Stephen, at the beginning?
That's me waving. I was getting all excited. I was trying to be Kevin the Frog. It's a Muppet Show! Yay! Like that kind of moment. You know, oh my Lanta, I know, I'm crazy. I'm going crazy.
Crazy girl.
I'm crazy girl. You're crazy girl.
You're
so dirty. As you can see, we have a long-lost guest with us today. Speaking of crazy girls. Mr. Cody, you're back in the house. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm fucking doing. I mean, life.
You are living.
Living. Haven't been here for about 187 pounds.
Yeah.
So, just got to brag about that a little bit.
Brag away, girl.
But yeah, I'm just living life, trying not to have a mental breakdown every day and, you know, staying with alcohol. So good.
Hey, so yes. What? Tell us what you cocaine and X legs.
What?
Cocaine yes. and X legs. Yeah,
yes,
you too.
That's yeah. it. There it is.
Oh, look, we have someone very excited.
And it's Christopher.
Thank you, Christopher.
Christopher says hello. Oh my God. He's watching live. He's here. He's come back from his holiday. I'm back from my holiday. It's like a whole big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a holiday.
Who's returning bottles and cans?
Who's got pots and pans going?
Oh, hold on.
It's you? Okay. I was like, someone's alive. There we go. Like,
she's at the recycling center.
So Dakota's alive. How's Jeffrey?
Is it the pigeons? Are the pigeons dead? Did you kill them?
One flew away. Frankie! Oh my God.
Oh, it's puppy.
It's a puppy. It's my puppy.
She got a new dog, people. She got a new dog.
I did get a new dog. Yeah. I lost the pigeon.
So you replaced it with a dog?
Yeah. They say pigeons always come back. I guess they fucking don't. Learn that lesson.
Did you ever see that TikTok of the duck? It's like, this is my duck's first swim, and she takes it out and puts it in the lake, and it just fucking jets, and it's gone. It's gone. We'll have to find it. I'll post it on our page. But it's just like, yay! And it's not Barry. She's like, Barry! Screaming into the night as this duck accelerates, or like, because you know how fast ducks move on water. It's like run, swoosh, she gone.
Yeah. Down my lake. Pigeon was out. I was running around outside cooing at it. Everybody probably thought I was on drugs. I'm like, did not come back.
She's not, yeah. Well, look, they're pretty resourceful. I mean, they've got it, like, they survive.
Yeah. You know.
They find a way. They're like dinosaurs.
She's out there messing around in Cleveland.
She probably is.
She's probably getting fucked up. Taking it to the streets. She's like,
that's right.
She's got little, all the baby daddies.
That little pigeon leg out. She's like,
all of a sudden you're gonna have like baby pigeons on your stoop.
Oh my gosh!
Please look. I cannot look after them. Their name is. Please regurgitate every 4 minutes.
You're going to be a grandma. How amazing would that be?
Pigeon grandma.
I'm sending them to your house, Jeffrey.
No, he's got enough.
Listen, he has enough. I will boil those motherfuckers and make a stew and send them back.
People actually eat pigeon, and I was like kind of shocked by that.
People, I'm not going to eat it. Jeffrey.
What?
Yeah, Jeffrey has his own drama. Can you please fill us in on Rodent Gate 2023?
Tell us the tea, bitch.
So what happened was, you know, Dickie Donkey and Showboat Ricky, you know, they have taken up residency in the house, in the attic and in the wall, which I have not heard them since. So there's a grapevine that has grown all the way up to the, almost to the third floor. And Lord, I ripped the grapevine down, not realizing that the raccoon, the squirrel had made a nest like in the grapevine. So it came jumping out at me and it was very pissed off. And it happened to rain. So it was like sitting on the back porch, like on the chair, just kind of staring at me, giving me the stink eye, soaking wet, like, fuck you, you took my home. Oh my God. Very, very upset. Was like trying to claw up the kitchen window. And I was like, all right, bitch, I got you. So I went and got the live traps. There's like,
yeah, did you kill them?
No, the son of a bitches. We haven't caught one yet, but the kids are all excited every day because they think they're going to have
be a pet. Pet.
Yeah. Oh. They don't realize daddy's going to kill the motherfuckers.
Oh, that's festive.
Yeah.
What was the post that said daddy float? What, they saw daddy fly?
Oh, well, because when the squirrel came out, the because, you know, I'm ripping the vines and the squirrel came out at me because, you know, it was pissed. I fucking flew off the deck and didn't touch a stair on the way down. And they're like, you screamed like a girl, you know, because I just, it, you know, it's a jump scare, right? Like, I'm not actually afraid of the squirrel, but it's the jump scare of who, why, you know what I mean? Like, I had already knocked it down from the second story.
Also, a rodent flying at your face is...
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just didn't expect it to be in there because I'd already been, like, cutting and clipping at it from the railings and stuff. So I'm like, why would this thing be chilling in this fucking vine this whole time?
Maybe, like, what are you doing? The grapevine that you like nuts.
There you go. Look, she's not rusty, ladies and gentlemen. She's not rusty. She's back.
She's still shaking. Got it.
She's shaking it up. She's shaking so, it
all. I'm going to one up it, though. I'm going to go put a bunch of walnuts in all the live traps because what we tried was I put a bunch of peanut butter on apples thinking like, oh, maybe. That didn't work. But then it also rained, so I'm going to wash the peanut butter off. So now I'm going to go cover some walnuts and peanut butter and drop them in the live traps. And I am going to catch fucking Showboat.
Showboat Ricky. Yeah.
And Dickie Jonkin.
You had a little fun of
me, it just kind of, you know, naturally tripped off my tongue, except for right there when I just hit a mild
stroke. A little baby stroke. No baby stroke, no way. Yeah. Jeff's running for politics soon. Can't you tell? He's having the baby stroke. He's like, oh, just
love
that.
McConnell's assistant.
Yeah, he's got to reset. Just factory reset him right in the middle of a press conference.
And if you think you're getting sick, just drink some Clorox.
Yeah, it's about the president.
Sounds like fun to me.
That's about the president.
Just kidding.
Speaking of all things.
Oh, wait. God. You know what I did last night?
Yeah. Oh, what did you
do? No, I'm jealous. Last bitch. Summer, bitch.
Oh, last summer. It wasn't Dick Girl. I went and saw Jessica
Pearson.
Yes.
Hysterical. TikTok comedian Jessica Hysterical.
I don't ever laugh out loud at stand up comics. This bitch had
She's
me
very funny
in stitches. Big Cock was laughing so hard, he popped out of contact. Like, we found it at the end of the night on the carpet.
Oh my gosh.
I just kept looking over him, and he's literally got tears running down his face. He's laughing so hard.
That's the best.
I mean, yeah. She just crushed it.
And crushed just grabs the room and doesn't let him go. She's just like, no, whatever.
Crowd work was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And she's got a Netflix special she's filming next month. She's got a sitcom deal with the creator of Will and Grace.
Wow. Nice.
Big things coming. So
awesome.
Funny lady.
Yes,
very funny lady if you've never seen her before.
I had to get home to the kids, but so I didn't get to stick around. But, you know, I mean, I followed her. I mean, yeah. Since we started the TikTok page.
Yeah. You know, she's blown up. I feel like her and Matteo Lane are on the same, like, trajectory.
I don't even think when I started following her, I don't think she even had 100,000 followers.
And no, now she's taken got off like 700,000 through TikTok. Yeah, there's a couple of comedians that are like
Matt Rife.
Yeah, it's like those three seem to really. Yeah. He's pretty to look at though.
I started. I'm starting to write and looking into open mic nights. So be ready for me, bitches. I'm coming in hot.
Bitch, get up here. Let's do it.
Make your way to New York late December, early January.
I'm a one job whore now. I'm taking my TikTok back. I am starting my comedy career and I'm going full force. Fuck men. Fuck the
police. Fuck everything. You're in the right mindset. You're in the right mindset for it.
What we do with them.
On fire trucks.
Things are coming.
Isn't that right, Vera? Fire trucks.
Fire trucks. Not many years. What can I tell you?
Go for a ride. It's always good. How is your life been this week, my dear?
Not as exciting as the fire truck years, but I did have a good week. I saw Hocus Pocus on the big screen for the anniversary.
Shut up. I'm so jealous.
And today we got our tickets to see Josh Groban in Sweeney Todd.
Jealous again. Look actually. At
you. You go, girl.
I know, right?
Just living. Dearest out there.
Dearest she's just out putting there. Her puss out there. I love it.
She's like, yes. All over this great site. Just throw it up.
So,
since Dakota's here, we're all ready. Should we launch into?
Are we going to hear about your week, Miss Steve?
I've been working. I'm back at home. I'm just working.
Right. No drinking?
No, nothing. But I mean, I've been too busy. I feel like I landed and my life kind of just went, oh, you're back? And just grabbed me by the throat and went, let's go. Let's do this. Like, I'm working. My casual job that I'm supposed to be doing three shifts a week. I'm working this week. I worked Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. I do this on Fridays. Anna and Renata are in New Orleans still. So we've got two investigations tonight, one tomorrow night. I taught dance on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night.
Wow, you're so
incredible. The eye bags. Thank God for this retouch. The retouch is real.
Oh, tonight, did you see that you can actually like change the setting? Like you can do it at 50%, 25%.
Oh, 100%. No, really?
I cranked that bitch. There's like a filter
on myself. Yes, there's filters on here now, girl. Bitch. I'm filtered. She's like, cranked, natural beauty.
Natural. So fucking natural.
So natural. All right. Well, speaking of naturals, big, heavy naturals. Let's jump into this week.
Hot load of hot topics.
Exciting news in the Katrina A. Johnson camp, but we can't really share it at the moment. Something happening behind the scenes with her new pseudo manager.
Did Luke get her booked on another project?
Her new pseudo manager is working very hard. Let's just put it that way. She's going to be owing this bitch a commission very soon. All right. This is like late breaking news, but I have to put this in the actual what the fuck category. Are we serious? Are we actually serious? Because Jada, or as I put, Shada Pinkett Smith has a book out and she was willing to promote it and ready to go. So she dropped a little like tidbit to Hoda Kotb that her and Will have been separated, living separate lives since 2016.
Wild.
So what the actual fuck was that whole Oscars thing about?
I know, right?
Publicity.
It's still his wife. They're not divorced.
But what? It wasn't good publicity for anyone involved. It got the Red Table Talks cancelled.
I'll get it.
Like, that was cancel
a Facebook show.
That's exactly how do you cancel a Facebook show? That's my thing.
Well, Steve, there was that much the little penis picture that got us.
There was that much blowback and like negativity towards the Smiths. That, like we're pulling the plug on the Red Table Talks. His movie career is fucked. Was it worth it?
No, probably not.
What in what universe? And then she's playing all, oh, I thought it was a skit. I thought it was this. I thought it was
that. Whore.
Whatever.
I got the biggest night of his entire career and made it all about her. She is a fucking narcissist.
But I think it could kill.
Everybody I think it makes
been dead as shit the way she looks.
I think it makes him look even fucking worse. If you haven't been living with your wife for what, 6 years, 7 years? How much of a cuck are you that you're gonna like, My wife. At least punch him and be a fucking man. What man slaps another man? That's not like a bitch. Yeah, a bitch. No, I've seen some bottoms. I've seen some bottom swing, baby. I've seen some bottom swing. I just don't understand in what universe any of that happened and they thought any of it was a good idea. Anyone involved?
I don't think her announcing it. I don't think any of it matters. It's none of our fucking business.
Does anyone care? She just wants the book to sell.
Right. And I think that's just, it's plainly obvious. And I think that part is like grimy, right? Like you're just admitting it now to sell the book and like get buzz. Like that's shitty.
It just makes her look so
shady. I think the whole thing is shitty. I think, you know, like I said, the fact that she made the biggest night of his career all about her and wrecked it for him forever.
No, see, but he did it. She didn't do anything. She might have looked at him, but he did it. He pulled the trigger. He was the gun, you know? he pulled the trigger.
It's all about her.
On himself.
Yeah, but that bitch seems crazy. With that look, I'd probably be like, okay.
I was like, what? Like, why would you blow up your universe like that? Like, Will Smith was, like, golden. Will Smith was untouchable before that.
Maybe she had some dirt on him that he didn't.
I feel like it doesn't add up to me. I feel like there's something else that's not being told or that we don't know.
Has the book come out yet?
It's coming, maybe. I don't know. Well, she better hurry because she's about to get swallowed by Team Britney. That thing's coming down the pipe in like, what, 2 weeks, I think it is. 24th, I think it comes out. 10 days, 11 days. Oh my God. Jeez. Get ready for this shit storm. But have you noticed? Did you notice after Knifegate, Mortal Kombat? Did you see her in the next video, dance video she posted?
No.
She is looking ultra tight, like ultra. She was wearing like lingerie, dancing around, but a full face of professional makeup. Not Britney makeup.
I'm gonna need a picture.
Something's happening. Something's happening. I'll try and find it.
Handling her.
Something's happening.
A new single will drop.
They're revving up the Britney machine. They're like, "Come on, crazy, let's go! You can do it." You can top up those. Top up those.
But you know what? Here's the thing: like, even if she is not the quote unquote most stable person, she has still lived this life, right?
Yeah,
for all these years since she was a teenager. She still is very much aware of how to play the game.
Of course she is.
Oh, yeah. She's gonna know that she's got this book coming out. She, I'm sure, is gonna still want to make a ton of fucking money. So she's gonna play a game, right? Why wouldn't she? She'd be fooled not to. You know what I mean? If you want to come back and fucking win, say fuck you to your father, your exes, and everybody else. You want to make the biggest splash you possibly can. So what are you going to do? You're going to get all the attention on you. You're going to look like a fucking train wreck. And then what? You're going to come back and you're going to fucking crush everything.
On TikTok, there is a channel called Team Comeback that think that this is all a misinformation campaign from the other side, and that the real thing is working on getting her back to work, where apparently she wants to be, but she doesn't want her daddy to earn any money. Here are the pictures in question. You tell me that it's the same looking woman. That's old Britney. Old school Britney. That's
a body, Stu.
But look at the fat. I'm talking the makeup.
Oh, wow.
That's not runny black eyeliner and nothing else. That's a beat. Someone's been beating that hair. Even the hair's been straightened.
Or it's just a filter.
But whatever. That's a very different look to the fuck it ponytail and the runny eye makeup that we get and the mismatched outfits. I feel like this. Smell something in the air. Like there's something in the air with Jada. Jada
and Will.
do you reckon she'd be a crazy fuck? Jada? Oh, Brittany. Brittany.
No.
She just spin too much. Manic eyes spinning on any old dick.
That just happens to be my signature move.
Oh, you do stars on ice too?
Say, it's not an easy maneuver.
You got to have a lot of lubrication. Otherwise, there's like all kinds of issues that can arise.
Core strength.
Let's talk about shocking news. Shocking news that will be revealed in autobiographies. Hugh Jackman is going to speak his truth and share his truth in his upcoming biography. I wonder what truth Hugh could be talking about. I mean, come on. Right, really?
Well, I've heard the gay rumors for years.
After his divorce from the beard.
But there was a picture of him with some woman this week.
I'm sure there's lots of pictures of him with some women until the book comes out. Like, surprise! I'm theatrical. Like,
watch, he's going to be like an addict or something. And you're
I know. It'll be, I've been hooked on prescription painkillers since 1964.
I was on the roids.
Meanwhile, he'll be sucking that dick like no one's business. And more power to you. Like, more power to you. I think, as we talked about it on the last week, the week before, if Wolverine came out of the closet, that would be huge. That would be huge. Huge, huge. I would love to watch all the toxic straight white comic book men like freak out. Do you reckon it'd be like the Dixie Chicks? Do you reckon it'd be like the Dixie Chicks? I can't have this Wolverine. It's gay. Burn it.
23. Love is love.
Fuck burn it. Burn this Wolverine. It can't be in my house. It's going to turn me gay. I mean, the fact that all these men idolize hairy, muscular man is...
Shirtless hasn't turned you gay already. You're dead inside.
I love it. The ones that they love are Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds. And, like, Ryan loves to play it up. He's like, yeah, I'll touch anything. I'll touch you. All right. Ryan knows what game he's playing, though. He knows that body. He knows what's going on. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And good. He's got Blake Lively as a wife, so plus.
Right. Plus, they're so cute.
I think her voice must be very soothing, though. I'm Serena Vanderwoodson.
They were all in the Chiefs game last week. The Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Hugh Jackman, Taylor Swift.
See? Hags everywhere. Taylor Swift, the biggest hag of them all. It's me. Hi.
Now you're gonna have Swifties problem coming after you.
No, I love the Swifty. I love that. I'm gonna go see that fucking movie. Pay my movie and go. Jeff,
I'm a Swiftie. I'll admit it.
Jeff?
What?
You wanna go see the Taylor Swift movie?
What is it? Is it just a documentary?
It's an Eras Tour concert on film.
It's concert/documentary.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll go.
Did you see that she got official sanctions as well? There was some weird like crossing of the streams and Beyonce showed up to her premiere.
Yeah.
Yes.
What in the world?
Taylor's dress was beautiful.
Beyonce's been a supporter of hers since Kanye West stormed the stage.
What in the world, though? Beyonce's
been a good sister.
That's official. That's an official stamp and approval, considering Beyonce now also has her film coming out after Taylor's was announced.
Yeah.
Awkward.
I'm just ready for Destiny's Child to come back with all the girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll see if it happens. That will be epic.
Jump in.
So update for you, Jeffrey, on the whole NSYNC saga. I'm sad that Christina's not here, so I can't tell her. So here's what I've found out. Done a little snoopy. Justin's album is planned for early 2024. Early 2024, with a tour attached, depending on how well the album sells and is coalesced. At the same point, NSYNC are apparently scheduled for an album release in early 2025 with a tour.
Yeah.
So if Justin's album flops, that'll happen quicker. Do people really want Justin Timberlake back at this point?
What's interesting is I was watching some stuff of like the guys performing without Justin.
They're great without him.
And that's what all the comments are like. They should just do it without him. That's what.
But apparently there's something. Saying. Apparently there's something in their contract that unless he signs off on it, they can't do it. Which is why it's never happened.
He'd be stupid to sign off on it. That's such a good fallback.
Right?
But he doesn't need it.
Well,
I know, but like, you never know.
Vera, did you listen to Man of the Woods?
Yeah, never but he's no. still that poor. He's got so much Stinky. Fucking money.
Yeah, but he wants to make music. And if no one's interested in making music, why would you throw away a money machine like NSYNC? Like, look at this stupid fucking troll song. People are losing their fucking minds.
He can come back at any time.
Well, true. I guess so, because that's what Posh Spice did. She's like, yeah, go yeah. for it. And she's still got fucking 20-something percent of all of the money exactly. that tour made when she wasn't even involved with it. She's like,
He probably owns a portion of the name, so he would make money off it.
Yeah. You know? I'd be down. If he wants
to join back up into the group at any time, he can.
Because as Jeff said, you don't realize how strong vocalists all of them are.
Like, except for Lance.
Lance is the bass. Lance is the. I love that the big fairy is the bass. Like the bass voice.
I know. Hello, I was thought it was ironic.
I'm Lance.
Isn't it ironic?
You'd expect it to be Joey, right?
No, Joey.
But Joey's like, "Wow, I'm up here," and Chris is like, "I'm higher."
Speaking of ironic, did anybody see Allison with Pink?
Alanis Morissette, yeah, just came out of nowhere.
Sorry.
She's like, I'm here. Alzheimer's
is coming.
Yeah, she just came out in the middle of it. She's like, I'm here. Alanis seems to be doing this weird retro victory act moment past her anniversary. She's like, hi, remember me? I'm Alanis Morissette. I wonder if there's a new album coming.
She's still going strong.
We love it when people go strong.
I love her. I don't care.
I like Alanis Morissette. I think that the public kind of forgot about her after she really captured me. She lost the anger.
when she says, would she get the anger in a theater? I would so do that.
Lauren Bobert.
So heavily when that song came out.
When she thanked India?
Yeah, it's like, I'm sorry. She put the finger on the female right to have anger. You know, women were supposed to be passive. We were supposed to take what we got. You know, that song was anthemic. And I support Alanis Morissette. You roll your eyes at me, Steve. Go ahead.
No, I like Alanis Morissette.
But she got so much shit. Wasn't it the second album?
Thank you, India. Thank you, silence.
What was the one that had Hands Clean?
That's the second album.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
When that song came out, she got so much hate over that because they're like, oh, she's just doing a retread. Like, why is she talking about it again? You're just trying to capitalize
so much shit for the original. I can't tell you how many times I had to look a guy in the face who was singing, bitch, 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 bitch. Like, fuck you. Women are entitled to their anger. Do you think metal would exist if men weren't entitled to their anger?
Preach
and their little dicks.
Yeah, well,
maybe I got to listen to old Grogan's like fucking. Oh, I was gonna say Bruce Springsteen, but Vera's a fan. Shut up! Just go and die somewhere already.
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton. Yeah, like those old Grogan's that like look like old Rod Stewart, who looks like a fucking lesbian. It's like, calm down.
Like Metallica and Twisted Sister and all those glam rock boys.
Twisted Sister, they look like drag queens, man. Are you supposed to be men? Like, not that we're, you know, gender stereotyping, but they're the ones usually that have all this problem with, you know, alternate communities and all that kind of stuff.
80s hair bands were the fucking shit. Okay, all those guys that had better fucking hair than most women I know.
And better fucking makeup than me.
I saw Gene Simmons talking about Lady Gaga this week, and it made me feel very uncomfortable. He's just a walking sexual assault, right? He's just like,
he's a pig.
He's just gross. He's like, Gaga's.
I have to admit, though, I watched his reality show.
I loved his reality show, but I didn't love him.
Yeah.
Do you know the Osbournes have a podcast?
No, but they had a hunting show.
The Osbourne family podcast, and apparently Sharon recorded an album in the 70s, a disco album. And Kelly and Jack are like, we're going to find this music and we're going to play it on the show. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Meanwhile, that bitch Ozempic journey should have ended. She looks like she's dying. Sharon Osbourne, have you seen her lately?
I have not seen her lately.
Oh my God, I'm going to find
her. I saw her last year, though, on The Haunting Show.
She needs to get off.
Looks like she's 75 pounds.
Really?
Can't wait.
You want to be 75 pounds?
All right.
Make me look like Skeletor.
You want to look like this? Well, come on, Sharon, here she comes. I'm like, who is this woman? Because I don't know her, as someone on this panel would say.
Finally fell.
No, something happened.
Oh my God.
Oh,
Sharon, where'd you go?
All she is filler these days.
Oh my gosh.
That's too much.
She looks fabulous.
No, when enough is enough.
What is with the chin? My God.
It's giving skeleton.
Everything's gone. Oh God.
Chin is like.
Do you know what? I reckon she might have had, let's look. She's had buccal fat removal as well.
Yeah.
She had that almost cut out.
Yep.
And bitch, do you think for 1 minute that I wouldn't have all this fucking shit sucked right out and have chopped and fucking tucked back?
But if you had that kind of money, you would also have everything tight.
Yeah.
I would
blink from my asshole.
Wait, you died already?
Every time I puckered, my fucking, I would blink.
I'd fart from my eyes. What is that smell? It's just Jeffrey. Leave him alone. You can't help
it. I cannot.
Oh, sorry, I blinked. You know.
I'm sorry I blinked at you. I'm sorry. I feel like I love Sharon, even though she's problematic. A little bit problematic, but enough's enough, Shaz. Like, Ozzy seems to kind of know where he is these days, which is nice.
Well, did you guys see Julie Chen just had a book come out? And she said that she thought that whole thing with Sharon was handled very poorly all the way around. And it wasn't her choice to leave the talk.
Is she also? Yeah, she's gone now too, though, isn't she?
Yeah, she got left after that.
Yeah. And she
said, of course, she can back Sharon up now. She's gone.
She said no. Well, she's not really backing her up, but she just said it was handled poorly. But she said two of the co-hosts said that if Julie comes back, that they weren't going to go to air. But she won't name who the two were.
Lonnie
went on a show, bitch. It was Sarah Gilbert.
Okay.
Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
I
don't even know who's. They've got two men on that show now.
Eve and
Jerry O'Connell. No,
Cheryl Underwood.
Cheryl, yeah.
It's Cheryl. Yeah, I think Cheryl Underwood's the problem, right? She seems to be the common denominator.
Well, allegedly, Cheryl Underwood doesn't like to pay her employees because she used to have her own talk show and. She, you know, owes some people some money from back in those days.
But we know that. Melissa Gilbert digging her heels in over the
Sarah Gilbert.
Sarah Gilbert.
Meanwhile, we might need to. I don't think Melissa Gilbert's doing anything, is she? She's like, Hi, I'm Melissa Gilbert. Remember me? Jeffrey. Stop it. Well, what else should we talk about? Oh, I got a little bit excited about this, but this just proves how people will take a photo and they will run with it. Little hearts were set aflutter this week when three quarters of the Mean Girls cast were spotted together and some of them in pink. Now, as you can see, Mama Lohan is all in black, but that's not unusual, with a clapperboard that says The Plastics. This is for a Pepsi ad that's going to air during the Super Bowl.
But can I just say, I think Lindsay looks the best I've seen her in years.
She's a mum now.
Right,
she's
ex-baby weight.
Fabulous. She looks good. She's hit. And like, as soon as those three were pictured, that, oh, it's a sequel, it's a movie, it's happening. Like, don't say that to people.
Is a Mean Girls
musical. The musical comes out January 14th, I believe.
Yes.
So that's the musical version of it.
So but if we're down there seeing Madonna, we could catch that.
Well, Jeffrey doesn't want to see Madonna. Jeffrey doesn't want to pay that money to see Madonna.
I'm not gonna die soon.
Oh my god. Steve sends me the thing, right? And I'm like, okay, $800 for VIP. And I'm like, $800 for VIP. I'm like, it's not even anywhere fucking near the stage. I'm like, what?
$800.
I know, but then I look at $100. Then I look at where that seat is. I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm gonna need a fucking telescope. I'm like,
it's gonna be a huge screen. You'll see her. It'll be like watching the
Eras tour. We can keep on pushing our love over the board. It's the greatest hit store.
Okay, fine.
Take the money and run to
we'll her. Talk. We'll talk. Yeah, she's like,
all right, fine.
We'll talk You're about fine. It later. Dakota, get your ass to New York. Get your ass to New York in January.
Are you going to come see Madonna? And we'll go, you know, we'll
Christina will be ourselves. Chuffed. Christina will be chuffed. She wants to go. So she'll go. We can dye Vera's hair so she could be blonde Madonna from the
80s. Oh my god.
UCR goes material girls.
Yes.
We're burning up for your love.
Yes. Look at how good that would work out. It would work out. But are you excited seeing the Mean Girls cast together? I feel like that just happened, but it's retro now. I'm ready for it.
Mean Girls is so iconic, like whether people want to admit it or not, it fucking is. Everybody knows.
Jeff is just shrugging. I never liked it,
but I just love it.
I love it.
It was not really my jam. Like,
I also love Heathers. So
I didn't care.
I liked Heathers.
And we're never going to get a Heather's sequel, no matter how hard we try.
No, but we also did get Heather's the musical.
Sharon Doherty's going to be dead before, you know.
I don't know. Shannon's fucking kicking down doors and still going to all those cons. That can't be easy when you're not well. Like, she's getting standing ovations and stuff, so she's getting her flowers. It's interesting, they've launched that Buffy the Vampire. She was
at the White House, didn't she?
Yep. They've launched the Vampire Slayer podcast, the new like Audible one, which continues the story. Apparently, they've just signed a deal for the Charmed girls to do it as well. So there'll be a all four of them together moment, kind of. Maybe not with Alyssa.
They all hate Alyssa.
Don't they all hate Alyssa now? That's right.
They hate Alyssa now.
Yeah.
I thought Holly was friends with her.
Holly's flip flop because Holly's now besties with Shannon again.
What? Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Maybe Holly didn't get the offer to be on
real reboot, a 90210. God damn it! Before something happens to Shannon.
Surviving cast member will be Gabrielle Carteris. And she'll be like, hey, kid.
I'm still devastated that we lost Larry Hagman in the middle of the fucking Dallas reboot and that they canceled it on a cliffhanger, those cocksuckers.
Well, look, it's on brand for Dallas to love a cliffhanger, right?
Yeah, but fucking Patrick Duffy and Linda are gonna die.
Oh God! Not Patrick Duffy.
It seems to be a theme.
Not Patrick Duffy.
Just hey, I don't know, goddamn Mini Coopers.
I have a question. And we're talking about, you know, coming out and all that kind of stuff and people's business this year. This has been
a hot rumor
for a long time.
No way.
Andy Cohen and John Mayer, they have a very public friendship. But is there more? Because there seems to be... They're house hunting together.
Yes.
Which is fine, you know. You can live however you want to live. But Andy has two kids, right?
Yeah. Andy's...
Are they house hunting together? House hunting together.
To apparently live together.
Together. Love is love.
To apparently live together.
Did Andy say that?
No. But Andy...
Yeah, Steve talked to him personally.
As much... Oh, I wish. I'll be a thrapple in that relationship. I don't know. I've got a very close friend. I've got a close personal friend close to the situation now. I'm joking. But it'd be very interesting to see that. John Mayer. It's very old Hollywood when you think about it. John Mayer is the confirmed bachelor, and Jessica Simpson, in her book, was like, yeah, he swings both ways. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, oh, okay, Jessica Simpson. You know, if you can trust Jessica Simpson. But, like, I think it'd be cute if they were together.
I'm all for it. Love is love.
I'd be like, yeah, you go, kids. That'd be cute for them. I'm just like,
maybe I should switch teams.
Well, look, just expand the roster.
Do you want to be depressed and cry all the time?
Bitch, that's what I'm doing already.
Oh, well, then maybe you are a lesbian.
I'm picking bitches anyway.
You are a lesbian, Dakota. That's your problem.
I like this too much.
You just get one out of your drawer every night. You'll be fine.
I'm a whore. Help me.
Oh, jeez, I never posted my photo with Erica. I just realized I was looking for my Erica Jane photo. I never posted it on social media. I only sent it to Jeff and Katrina. I'm like, bitch. My very close personal friend, Erica Jane. In my world, she's my close personal friend. But she was fabulous. She was fabulous.
In my world, I'm very close time. Personal friends with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Well, you could be. Yippee's care nurse. He's very sick. He's not well.
He's fine now. He's rescheduled.
Mary Lou Retton's not well either. No, I suppose if you pound, apparently if you pound your puss into the fucking balance beam for your country, they won't even pay your medical bills. That's fucked up.
Is she gonna die? Yeah,
well, I ain't gonna say no.
That's fucked up. Like, I feel like if you win gold in the Olympics, there should at least be some kind of retirement plan or, like,
you don't even
something.
Need to have win gold in the Olympics. We should have fucking socialized medicine in this country. We're the only industrial country in the world that doesn't have socialized medicine. We're just fucking greedy bastards who run this country into the ground and make poor decisions that leave the rest of us getting poorer and sicker every fucking year.
Yep.
I mean, she's iconic. Look at that little... She's like, yes. Mary Lou Retton out. She's like flipping and that puss is getting pounded into the floor. She's like, yes.
I've had nights like that.
I'm here. Like, and now you've got to put a GoFundMe to, like, keep her on a fucking breathing apparatus. It's like, come on, people. Step up to the plate.
Yeah, did she not, like, you know, do good with her Nike deal?
I don't know. You would think. Oh, Peter comes through with the world. So maybe we don't feel sorry for you.
What's Peter say?
She's allegedly an anti-vaxxer. it was against the ACA. Maybe that's how she got sick.
We still need socialized medicine and a better education system so morons know they should get vaccines.
Yeah. The morons know they should get vaccines.
Vera always the sensitive one here on the show.
Yeah, very. It's me.
All right, we have an interesting Australian related story. So our recently in very recent news, our most notorious pedophile was captured and you know, apprehended, put into jail, and very surprisingly, recently attacked. third degree burns, scalding hot water to the face. Do we care when stuff like that happens to people, you know, like that? Is the lightest sentence you could get.
I like to think of myself as a sensitive person, but the Schadenfreude is getting thicker in me. I don't care.
Yeah.
I like to think that we have all these sick fuckers in prisons, and why are we still testing on animals? That might be a little morbid of me, but hey.
No, because girl, I started watching Fall of the House of Usher last night. Oh, speaking of animal testing, if you're a bit sensitive about animal testing, there's an episode you should skip. But, hey, if you want to cut people open and see what makes them tick, there's child molesters, there's pedophiles, there's serial killers. Go to town.
Right.
Go to town.
Torture them like they tortured their victims.
As a mental health professional, I do really believe that shit's hardwired. That it's not something that you can.
Oh, we got love. Thank you.
Fifth. Love you too.
Yeah.
Much love.
But I got very little sympathy for acting on those desires.
Just even in general, like if they're worried about, you know, they're like, we have to if the whole thing is we have to understand these people, we have to understand what makes them tick. Well, that's what, like, chemically castrate them and open up their brain.
Well, done. Unfortunately, there have been
that drives them crazy.
Castrated and continue to molest children.
It drives them real crazy too because they can't do the thing. They can't do the thing.
But you know,
I don't know. I have no sympathy.
I don't either.
I'm like,
you can choose. You can maybe not. You can maybe not get yourself rid of these desires, but you can choose to not act on them.
Absolutely. Right, exactly. There you is know, choice.
If it is hardwired, as I suspect, you can choose not to act.
In a world where we have just passed the anniversary of Matthew Shepard, again, with very little fanfare.
25th. I've seen a lot of fanfare.
Over here, obviously, it's not an Australian story, so, but we're supposed to care about this shit? Like, we're supposed to care about fucking pedophiles? I don't give a shit. I couldn't give a shit if they're on fire in front of me. I'd be like, okay, cool. Barbecue.
I want to piss on them.
Yeah, no. Would you stomp on them like they're a Dixie Chick CD?
No. Yeah, probably.
I don't like them. They don't like the president.
I'd give you a golden sour, though, Steve.
Oh, man, to die.
Golden.
Thank you,
darling. Da, 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 da.
Speaking some of black eyed peas.
Speaking of some weird things happening on camera, this kind of fucking takes the bait this week. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Denise Richards is going to do an on camera collaboration on OnlyFans with her daughter, Sammy Sheen.
What?
You do know that if this was a man with his daughter, the world would be fucking freaking out.
Or a man with his son.
That I've seen.
Yeah, we covered
the collaboration with her,
and everybody on the fucking show went batshit crazy.
We covered it. I remember we covered the dad and son. Remember, we were like, that's so
everybody
weird.
Everybody went fucking nuts.
Yeah, we that's covered it. Nasty. But I think, as one of our commenters said, my friend, my former boss and manager Simone. It's interesting to see how quickly the coin flipped, because Denise was all about shielding her children from the public spotlight. They can't see this. They can't see that. I'm so worried about what their father's done to them. Da, 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 da. Bitch, you want to do an OnlyFans collaboration with your daughter.
What exactly does that fucking entail?
It's probably just a saucy photo shoot. It's probably, look, honestly, it's probably what? A bikini or topless photo shoot. But the OnlyFans community is, well, really,
a safe haven
for sex workers, right? That's the whole thing, is predominantly before everyone and their dog went, oh, I'm going to get an OnlyFans. It's a way for sex workers to ply their trade that, you know, is a little bit safer than being out there on the streets and rah, 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 and they can be in control of everything that they do. Rah. Not for washed-up fucking reality. Oh, well, she's coming back on the show. Washed-up, like, stars to get on there with their biological children and go, oh, let's do this. No. Ew.
That's
yucky.
It's
and creepy. Plus, her daughter looks a little bit like Erica.
Doesn't fucking matter if they're your biological children or not. If it's a fucking child you helped raise, you were around their entire life.
True,
if it's
sorry.
A fucking kid that you changed their motherfucking diapers, it's fucked up.
And she's 19.
Fucking Woody Allen.
She's 19.
I agree.
Like,
fucking she's 19
years old. And they're worried about Charlie? Like, Charlie's been winning quietly for years now. Like, when's the last time you heard about Charlie Sheen? You haven't.
Yeah, the reboot of Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, he's just chilling. He's just like, shh, keep it low. Keep it low, keep it low. And now, Denise, I don't know what I don't know what check did she get fired from Bold and the Beautiful or something? Because she's only, like, well, she's got her only fan.
Is she still
with
the nuts guy?
Yeah. Oh, I'll break your fucking hand, guy. Yeah, that's part of the problem. Aaron.
Oh no! Well, last time we had Charlie Sheen was when he, you know, we've all found out he was the bisexual,
and he had the AIDS.
Love who you love.
You know what we should do? We should do a UCR OnlyFans collab. We can all paint our titties like reindeers for Christmas.
I'm horrified.
I'm showing my boobs.
I'm horrified. But
I've showed my tits plenty.
Oh my God, Vera, you could do a vagina painting. You know, hand paint.
like when you cut the potatoes in half and that's a very different calendar.
Boys, we could do like, you know, ball splatter.
Ball splatter.
I would pay for a Rorschach
Dirty
calendar, wouldn't you?
Dirty. There we go.
Coming to UCR live.
Coming to the store near you very, very soon.
Look for our calendar 2024.
Look for our calendar.
2024, we're a bunch of dirty.
It might look pretty, but
abstract art.
It might look pretty, but you don't want to smell it. That's all I'll say. Oh, God.
Ew.
Oh, God. Not okay. Bad
no,
man.
Not okay.
Bad
why are you going to go there?
Because.
I know, right?
I don't know. I just feel like that was a very, like.
It's like feet people. I don't understand.
You can make good money in feet, right?
I don't give a fuck. Like, don't. Like this one kid, I just got this one kid, okay? It was a Christian Bible camp, all right? He was real hot. I kind of knew he was gay. But later in life, we met again, and he was like all about the stinky feet thing. And I was like, this ain't going to work out.
See, that's weird. Stinky feet, yes.
Fucking hot. He's all about the feet thing. And I'm like, the foot fetish.
It's always, but it's always those ones that were like, formerly straight too that have those weird like fucking kinks. You're like, that's what being that far back in the closet does to you. Like, it's like, girl, air it out. Like, there's some extra kink that gets thrown in there for being in the closet too long. You're like
can't you just be a normal?
You want
to
cross dress,
you know what I mean? Like,
and
you want to go
like that. They want to wear
women's
underwear and all that kind of thing. Like,
can't you just get a nice facial?
I'm not gonna harsh
somebody. Right?
Yum.
Don't do that, but I can't get down with that. You want to go fucking public? I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? But we're not fucking getting.
Oh well, we're not fine with it, especially if you're Laura Bobert, because you know.
Right.
No. Well, I don't think, especially in a theater where there's children.
I don't mean like that public. I mean like, you know, in your
in
car,
a bush,
like on a side
in a bush
road,
somewhere.
Like, you know, not like where you could get caught, but there's not people, you know what I mean? Like that kind of public.
Like the Long John, the Long John Silver's behind the dumpster.
Yeah,
you're
sneaking in the bar. Yeah, you know what I mean? You're sneaking around public, not like fucking out in the middle, like, oh, look.
Help me, I slipped on this fillet of fish.
Hi, how are you? I'll be right with you. Let me just finish this. Okay, I'll be right there. Not that kind of public.
Not that kind of public. At the pub. Not even at the Publix?
You know, like driving down the highway, slobbing on a knob public.
Like corn on the cob?
That's really all. You got to be careful with that, though, because especially in this day and age, there are varying degrees of heights in vehicles, and you've got to
be
confident.
Well, it's not like
you got to
worry about driving a stick shift anymore and knocking it out of gear.
Well, yeah, true. That's always bad, because it's like, oh, in the chest.
Orgasm ebbs and wanes. It's dangerous.
You got to have some self-fucking control, Vera.
Yeah. Tantric breathing while roadhead. Sting would be all about it. He'd be like, oh.
I've lost 187 pounds. My big ass still couldn't give roadhead. Like, they would not be able to move the steering wheel.
Don't count yourself out, bitch. You can do it. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Can I practice with you?
Oh, no. Not two big bitches together. Not two big bitches together. That's not going to work.
Yeah. I did not.
Especially not like in a tiny car either.
Oh my gosh.
Otherwise, unless it's a Beetle. A Beetle works out quite nice. I've done the legwork.
Everything would be too front heavy. It ended up like
Apparently,
Indiana Jones,
the
Temple of
work.
Doom.
Oh my gosh.
Just rolling forward. It's not cute. Tell you what is cute though. When we get all warmed up, feisty, and ready with the one, the only Vera Vince. Okay, V, here we go. 3, 2, 1, event.
All right, kids. I got a couple of topics I want to cover this week. First and foremost, I want to talk about the 25th anniversary of the death of Matthew Shepard. This beautiful young man was murdered after going out for a drink 25 years ago in Laramie, Wyoming, I believe it was. Was it Wyoming? I'm getting old. Sorry, kids. He was in a bar, minding his own business, celebrating whatever. He was a college student at the Wyoming University in Laramie, studying political science, where two guys talked him up, chatted him up, offered him a ride home, took him to the middle of nowhere, beat him bloody, and left him tied to a fence on a cold Wyoming night. When he's found the next day, his face was so bloody that the only part that wasn't covered were the tracks of his tears. This young man spent the entire night alone crying and died from the injuries he sustained. Both those young men have been sentenced to life in prison, as they should. But the legacy of Matthew Shepard needs to be carried on. We need to stand up against hate of any kind, but particularly hate against LGBTQ youth. And that's one of the reasons that the Matthew Shepard Foundation exists. It's a charity I've given to in the past. It's a charity I encourage people to give to, especially in this day and age when people are passing heinous laws and making LGBTQ youth more unsafe than ever. In this country, the land of the free and the home of the brave, let's be brave enough to protect all those LGBTQ kids. Now, the second rant here tonight is about the war crimes happening in Israel. Okay, we know that Hamas brutally attacked and killed 1,200 Israelis and has several thousand Israelis hostage, at least 1,000 Israelis hostage. But we also know that the Palestinians, who Hamas says they represent, though many Palestinians say they don't, are also in danger and 1,500 Palestinians have died since the start of this siege 6 days ago. We as a country have said out loud that we are going to stand by Israel. And I challenge us to do better. We as a country need to use whatever relationship we have with Israel to put this fucking end to this war and save these Palestinians from the apartheid that they have been living in since the 70s. Nobody deserves to die. Not women, not children, not anybody. But there are innocent people on both sides being killed in the name of these two groups, the Israeli government and Hamas. And we as Americans need to call our representatives and let them fucking know that we need to use our relationship with Israel to move peace forward. We know that there are people who've been working on a two-state solution. Israel has been the aggressor and the oppressor. The United Nations refers to parts of Gaza as the OPT, which stands for Occupied Palestinian Territory. The Israelis are the occupiers and the Palestinians are living in apartheid. And the first reaction to the Hamas attacks was to cut off food, water, and bomb hospitals. There, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in Gaza and says 100% of the people they are treating are children. Okay? Everybody, reach out to your representative and let them know that we need to be part of the solution or we're just part of the fucking problem. We have a history of being the horrible colonizer, but we can do better. And this is the time. Move this fucking thing forward and stop killing children. That helps no one. Thank you.
Yes.
I can't hear that. You, Stephen.
I am muted. That's why you can't hear me. Well said, as always, is always. What I said. As I said. So, oh, there you go. Wait. Heart. By far, well said, better than all the news combined. you've got a job. We're gonna just lighten the mood a little bit with this week's What the Fuck Weekly. Any time now? Titles?
What the?
So, you know, life is tough and it can be tough from the very beginning. But I would love your reaction to this story. In Australia, there is a quite controversial case in the last couple of weeks where a Melbourne man has recently attempted to sue the Royal Women's Hospital for $1 billion. Do you care to wonder why? What is it? Why is he suing?
Sure, Steve, why?
Anil Kupala, the man in question, claims that witnessing his wife's cesarean section in 2018 led to severe mental distress and ultimately the breakdown of his marriage. According to court documents, Kupala says that the hospital breached a duty of care owed to him as he was encouraged or permitted to observe the delivery that involves seeing his wife's internal organs and blood. The consequent emotional toll, he alleges, was so severe that it led to a quote-unquote psychotic illness and marital collapse. Kupala, who represented himself in court, was also seeking an unprecedented $1 billion in damages.
If he wins, I'm suing everybody in my gynecology rotation because we're dramatic.
Yeah, I saw some things I didn't need to see. You know,
that is so.
I get that, you know, a C-section is not child's play. Birth is not child's play for anyone. But, dude, come on.
What a little bitch.
$1 billion. Jeffrey.
I cannot. Like,
how do you feel about that? Like.
I mean, I've seen a live birth.
You've seen birth. I was
holding up the bitch's leg, and I thought it was the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. So
really?
I mean, I thought, I was like, that in that moment, I was like, dude,
I fucking could do this for a living. Like, cause that was just, to me, it was like the fucking moment of, I could be a midwife. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, oh my God, the miracle of fucking life. Like, it was fucking amazing.
Yeah. There was that miracle point, but the rest of it, it's a baptism and piss and poop and blood.
Oh, that didn't see none of that bothers
you. Sounds like Friday night for me.
Oh, we know, girl. We know.
We know, girl. We know. But look, I don't know. I'd be trolling.
Tuesday night for Dakota.
I want $1 billion if I ever have to witness that kind of shit. I'm like,
Surgery's cleaner.
I know, but yeah. there's something to be said about looking at you like, oh, my beautiful wife. There's her internal organs. That's cute. You know, just that's why they've got the sheet, isn't it? That's why they got the sheet. You look up this end.
I don't think that. I mean, I never worked other than my nursing school experience in gynecology or obstetrics, but. I would think that that would be optional, that you would not have
I think to it would be expected optional. To be and if it wasn't optional, you would do the absolutely fabulous and look through your tiny telescope.
You could stand at the shoulders and not see anything.
Yeah.
You know, there's sit plenty behind, of
just sit stand with your back to it.
And just look at the sheet.
He could have chose not to look.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We are glad you chose choices.
Yeah. We are glad you chose to look at us today. So we thank you. We've over time. We've made it through the wilderness.
Like we made it.
Somehow we made it through, Jeffrey.
We did.
We didn't know how lost we were.
Till I
found all of you. Thank you for joining us, the lovely Dakota. It's been wonderful to have you back as our guest. Vera and Jeff, as always, you are the wind beneath my wings, and we will see you all again next week on UCR Live. Till then, keep your organs where they should be. Bye.
He's got a wedding in 10 times, you know, he's only over. Oh no, he's got 2 kidneys now!
I forgot to say Mazel! The wedding!
Oh, we did.
The wedding is coming up. It'll be happening. It'll be happened by next week, right?
Dinner tonight, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Congratulations to the lovely couple. Hopefully we'll hear all about it quite soon. Love you, everyone. Please don't do OnlyFans with your children.
No, just me.